Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to tell you guys real fast about the sponsors of this podcast. First, we got the Grow Guru, my friend and podcast host. He is a growing consultant. So if you have your 329 medical card here in Hawaii and you're interested and want to grow your own medicine, you can hit him up and he can help you out and get you to the point where you can grow and consume your own safe medical cannabis. Also coming soon, the Guru's Grow Supply in beautiful Pearl City. So stay with us and follow for more on Instagram, the Grow Guru and the Guru's Grow Supply. Next, we have Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Shout out to Micah and Bongi for supplying Hawaii and the world with the finest genetics from beautiful Hawaii Nei. You can hit them up on Instagram, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, or find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last, we got Retro Hawaii. Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, is doing all the hard work to find you the styles that you loved back in the 80s and 90s. So you can follow him on Instagram and see what's available at Retro Hawaii. All right, that's it. Let's get into the episode. Peace. Everybody, welcome to Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you for joining me. I'm all smiles this episode. I'll tell you in a little bit, maybe in 10 minutes or so, because I'm trying to beat or compete against the YouTube algorithms. So for that reason, I'm also going to try and not swear for the next 10 minutes. And let's see how that goes. That'll be interesting. Because apparently, if you have swearing in the first 10 minutes of your video, YouTube deranks, I don't know, whatever. They just make it less visible. So we'll keep all that till 11 minutes in. And also whatever else we got going on over here off camera, under just below here. And I'm not talking about me not wearing pants. But thank you for joining me. I'm back in Auntie's garage, where it's foggy in here, apparently. Maybe Mauna Kea or something is erupting again. I thought I heard recently that it was, like, bubbling. But I guess maybe nothing really happened. But, yeah, the fog has infiltrated Auntie's garage, and it's just kind of making my eyes red. And it just... general visibility is down, but we're pressing through. What have y'all been up to? I don't know. I don't know what you guys maybe be. I don't know. Ah, fucking never mind. I can't right now. This vog is just too heavy. It's really affecting my mental faculties, if there was much of that to begin with, but geez. Shout out to the Grow Guru and Moon Rabbit, who just recently left, but maybe he'll be back. We'll know. Who knows is what I meant to say. So stay tuned to find out if we'll be joined by the Guru later in this episode. But thank you to them. Thank you to you for joining. Thank you to everybody who's been subscribing. I think I got up like one more. I think I have like 34 now. Let me double check that. I have 44. Oh, I like had got 10 more. So thank you to the 10 more people who have recently subscribed on YouTube. I really do appreciate it. I know it probably you probably don't think it means much or does much, but it actually really does. And, you know, it doesn't take much to actually subscribe. It's just one click of the button. And it helps. It also helps if you like the video. So that'd be cool, too. If you actually watch it, just try to like them. Wait, whose number is this? Six? What? I don't know who this is. One thing about me is I don't like answering phone calls from numbers I don't recognize. However, this prefix, not the area code, but the prefix on this number, I do recognize where that's from. So, I mean, there's a very short list of people, but who the fuck would be calling me from a landline in Hawaii? Let's see if they leave a voicemail. But yeah, again, thank you for the subscribers. Thank you for checking it out. Like, share, to tell people about it at least, man. That'd be cool. I was saying, if all the people who watch Everyone Knows You're High, just hit that subscribe button or subscribe to Voices from the Planet. That would help. That'd be cool. I mean, the ultimate goal is just to get these out. And I don't know. It would be pretty nice to be able to subject you guys to more ads and make a little revenue on the side. That's just the capitalist in me speaking. Oh, they left a voicemail. Let's see. No, it's the eye doctor. It's been a while since I've had an eye check-in. That's fine. I'll talk to my optometrist later. Why are they calling so late? It's almost 8:30. What's up with that shit? Interesting. But anyway, follow me on Instagram as well, too, while you're at it. I don't know. What else? What else can I plug of myself besides my butthole? That's pretty much it, I think. But yeah. Like and subscribe. Share with your friends. Check out. If you don't know about Everyone Knows You're High, check that shit out. Ah, damn it. I just did it. Crap. All right. It lasted 5 minutes. So without swearing. Maybe that isn't as vulgar of a word. Maybe I'll still try to make it. That'll be just the one. I was in my mind just then, I was thinking, yeah, I just messed up, so I might as well just let her rip. But let's just try. Keep going. Maybe I should make my intro longer. Make it 10 minutes. So that way I just don't put any swearing in it. Our Everyone Knows You're High intro has swearing in it, so it's like we're never going to be able to break that algorithm because, yeah, there's a curse word right in the first, like, 45 seconds of the intro, and I thought it was me the whole time. I was sure it was me. Even when I brought it up, I told him, like, we need to change that because that's how the algorithm works, and you know, I'm swearing up a storm in the intro, and I actually don't. The audio bits I clipped up and put in that intro, Kalei is swearing, not me. So, you know, I'm the good boy in that situation. But then again, I swear so much. And then we have our commercial, which is like chock full of swearing. So what's new? What's new? What's new? But just be quiet for the next like 4 minutes and just cover all my bases. Drink some water. Look around. Look around Auntie's garage. Don't touch it. Just don't fiddle with things. You're going to end up breaking the rules and get age restricted. It's not that I particularly think this podcast is for children, but yeah, no. Ah, I'm fine with being age restricted. That's, I mean, whatever. Kids shouldn't be watching this. My kids should be watching this, but when they're older. Not now, you know. When I'm old and don't have the ability to speak anymore or whatever, my memory's fading even more than it already is, they can come back and watch these videos and listen to their dad, show their grandkids this, that kind of stuff. And they'll be like, oh, I remember when that happened at that time when dad talked about this on the podcast or whatever, you know. All smiles because we got really good news regarding some, how do I put this vaguely enough? I mean, the best way probably was to not have even brought it up, but, you know, some medical things in our family. But it was actually, we got good news today, so. You know, some of the things prior to today, you know, were worrisome. So dealing with that. But now I feel like, hey, this is good news. So I feel like a weight has been lifted, but there's still need to monitor and watch, make sure everything is progressing as it should, which it has been, thankfully. And there really shouldn't be any negative health ramifications because of this, which is fucking beautiful. Ah, damn it. Oh, no, I made it. Sweet. I think I made it. No, I don't know. Maybe not. But anyway, I'll go check out one more minute. This is hard. Like, it's actually not that hard. When we did the panel for the Hoy Cannabis Expo, I didn't swear the whole time. And we were in there for an hour. Granted, I wasn't talking for the whole hour. But knowing that, I don't know, there's, you know, different walks, people from different walks of life in there. Not everybody might be so okay with just the amount of excessive profanity that comes out of my mouth during some of these episodes. And yeah, shameful. I'm sorry. I apologize. Even my kids point out to me, like, you swear a lot. And I'm like, I know. And you guys are really good about not doing it. And I feel like I could be better, but they're just words. They're not harmful. The most it does is make me sound unintelligent because I'm just looking for filler words and I land on the F word, you know. There's a whole supercuts of all the F bombs I've dropped on Everyone Knows You're High. It's one of the earlier videos, but that was only from a few episodes. I mean, imagine if you were to do that now when we're at like 63 episodes in. Imagine if I did that from this and it was 180 whatever episode this is. 183, I think. Because last one was 182. And for that reason, I did use... It just kind of worked out nicely because what I had talked about expectations and like knowing already and like that sort of sentiment. And then, you know, my good friends, 8250, Hoy's best rock band, you know, they had a song called Baby You Should Already Know. It's like perfect. It's the episode 182. So couldn't have thought of a more fitting song to put for that episode. And you guys who only watch the YouTube, you might be wondering, like, what the hell is he talking about? Because there's no music at the end of these episodes. Ha, there is. You just need to go listen to the audio only version because YouTube would definitely not allow it. And I don't know, what is there going to just be? A blank screen for the last like 4 or 5, 8 minutes sometimes, depending on the length of the song. But if you want to hear like what songs get selected and how they relate to the episodes and what I've been talking about on each episode, some of them are like, you know, Easter eggs and they're kind of like blatant. Some of them are really blatant. It's like the title of the song matches the title of the episode. But yeah, go listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. What was that? Google. I think Google actually stopped doing their podcast platform. But whatever the Android one is, it's probably there too. Anchor.fm, that's where I actually host it. So shout out to them. They don't do their ads anymore, so no more payments or fucking... Yeah, I'm fine already. No more money from Anchor, but... Yeah. Cool. But... It would be funny if I just end the episode now just to have tried to make it through the first 10 minutes without swearing. Like, I did it, but I actually didn't. Peace! No, but... Probably do this now. I'm sure this isn't good for the algorithm, right? With the, you know, epidemic of underage vaping that's been hitting the nation and in Hawaii in general, like... This on video on YouTube is probably not the best idea either. I was trying to keep that out of it for 10 minutes. That's what I was referencing when I was talking about the things down here and what's going on just below here. In addition to the fact that I'm not wearing pants. I guess now I can say that before, you know, this got rolling, the guru was down here rolling up a keef fucking joint, a fat one with a keef snake down the middle. So, needless to say, all stone, brah. For those of you who didn't understand that, I'm fucking super stoned right now. I really don't know what else to talk about. We went bowling the other weekend. That was pretty fun. It was for one of my son's friends' birthdays. And ended up having an extra lane available, and they already had paid for it. So the parents there... It's funny, a lot of parents come and drop their kids off. And if I was more trusting, or maybe I should put it this way, if I was less paranoid, because these people are cool people, but if I was less paranoid, I would love to just drop my kids off. But I also enjoy hanging out there and just watching my kids interact with their own friends, and call it creepy if you want, but just seeing them be like themselves, because I think for some parts of it they forget that I'm around, and especially at this bowling one, because there was an extra lane, so the adults were like, hey, we got this extra lane, do you want to bowl? And I was like, not at first. I was like, I don't want to, because, you know, I'm super good at bowling and I don't want to embarrass you guys. And I was like, yeah, I'll pass. And they're like, you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. And then a couple minutes later, they were like getting shoes. And they're like, oh, we're going to bowl. And I was like, oh, you guys are going to bowl too then? And they're like, at first, because I was asking who else is going to bowl. Yeah, I was asking who else is going to bowl. And they were like, I don't know. And one other parent asked, I was like, I'm not going to. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going to either. But they all ended up deciding to bowl. So it was four of us. So we all bowled on the extra lane, And I'm not good. I was joking earlier. But I'm not shitty either. But the dad of one of the kids was actually pretty good. He said he used to bowl a lot when they were younger. I didn't bowl a lot when I was younger, but we used to bowl, you know, sporadically. We used to go cosmic bowling at Schofield. Sometimes we go to IAL or Leeward. But I was never like good. It was more just like the fun of it. And to break dance on the bowling lanes. Not the actual lane, but like, you know, the walk-up area. There's probably a name for it, but we used to try and break dance on there because it was like the best, smoothest surface ever. And then someone would inevitably steal a pair of the fucking bowling shoes. But yeah, we would go bowling every once in a while. What else kind of fun stuff we used to do? Mini golf. We used to go to, what is that? Kanohe Bay or whatever it was. Or I can't remember. Jungle River. I'm sure if escape rooms were a thing back when we were doing fun outside activities in high school, like we probably would have done escape rooms too, because those things are fun. What else we did? We used to go play pool at Hawaiian Brian's before, when it was actually a pool place. Now it's just like pretty much a music venue. Then, like, you know, once we found out 18 and over bars and we were all 18, then we'd, not bars, but clubs, we'd go there. But yeah, some of the fun stuff we did. Like, whoa, why are you leaning up now? It's getting so close. Just fixing my posture. I recently have been burning frankincense as a aromatic and as, you know, a spiritual practice because the smell is so good. And I was trying to figure out, like, what is the best method of burning it or whatever you call when you do with incense. But I just been blowing it with my blowtorch and like letting it burn and blowing it out, and then it smoke a little and doing that. But the guru told me you need to put it on a coal, but unfortunately the places that I'm doing this and I don't have, like, it's gonna burn shit, so I can't do that. I gotta figure something else out. But frankincense, if you're not on it, get on it. It smells delicious. There's probably some sort of healing properties. I mean, it was one of the things that one of the wise men brought to Jesus when he was born. So that's got to be saying something. Was it gold, frankincense, and myrrh? What the fuck is myrrh? What is myrrh? It's an expensive spice used for making perfume, incense, medicine, and for anointing the dead. Anointing the dead, that was because the body smelled and they didn't have anything to do, so they would put oils on it so the smell wouldn't be fucking rancid. Oh, it's mirth. Mirth? Oh, it's spelled M-Y-R-R-H. It's pronounced myrrh. I would have, if anybody asked me how to spell that, I would have just spelled M-U-R, and that's what I Google searched. Yeah. But yeah, frankincense, it's so good. Shout out to Drew from 73rd Eye. For supplying the guru with all this frankincense. He gave him so much, and there's like so many big fat chunks, and I can't wait to take some and burn more of it because it smells so good. It's so good. A lot of people don't like it. There was one time the guru had his grand opening, or maybe it was a customer appreciation thing at his shop, and, you know, had the homies out, you know, with their, you know, their wares, and it's kind of like a vendor thing. So
had their booths out, and Drew had a ton of frankincense, and he was like smoking out the place, and it was a lot. It was a little much. However, you know, as it wafted out, and if you weren't directly right near it, it smelled really good. It's really nice. But a lot of people, yeah, don't like it. Even like sage and Palo Santo, people are kind of like, they either love it or they hate it. People aren't like, it's okay, I can deal with it. They're either fucking on board or just get that shit out of here. What else has been going on? Oh, I don't know if you guys, what day was this? This was yesterday, Wednesday. There were these weird ass fucking clouds in the sky. I don't know if you saw it. There was like all these lines. Maybe I'll put a picture up here. But we were driving home after work and school, and it had the ripples in the sky, like, but it was like perfect lines. And if I'm not mistaken, that's like a HAARP thing, right? When they're like using frequencies in the upper atmosphere and it's like affecting the cloud formations and making it like ripple. So it kind of looks like sand on a beach, like when the water draws back in. And so I took a picture of it as we were driving home. And yeah, it's trippy. And it was like just super hazy and cloudy in that general area, which, I mean, you can probably infer what I'm getting at. It's chemtrails. But I recently, who was it? It's this guy on Instagram who does like news updates every day. And it's like the news they're not telling you and like the news you're not hearing about. I think he's actually Canadian, but he's talking about American stuff, which is fine, whatever. But it's really informative. And he was showing a bunch of things of chemtrails that day. And I wonder if it's the same day. I wonder if I can look that up. What is his name? News update something or other. He's like been posting a lot. I mean, he posts a bunch of times every day. But why now can I not think of his Instagram? God dang it. Oh, we got to figure this out. News updates for real on Instagram. The number 4. Where's the chemtrail one? Bro, he posts so much, it's going to be hard to find. Did you hear the news? That's not the one. I'm not. Oh, this is. I might not be able to find this. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I found it. February 27th. What day was did I take my picture? What's today? Oh, mine was Tuesday. Or mine was. His was a day before. His was Tuesday. But anyway, all these chemtrails all over the place. People are sending them pictures of all these chemtrails. And I don't know what you guys think or don't think about chemtrails, but I seen them. And we don't really see them much here in Hawaii. And I have a theory on that. It's because in the mainland, when you see them, it's because the continent is so fucking big that you're not going to not see them. You're going to be flying and somebody's going to see it because they can't do it over remote areas because there's no remote areas. But in Hawaii, you could do it over the ocean and nobody will see the actual trails. But as they disperse and, you know, become that hazy layer, they'll drift over with the winds and then make it to Hawaii. So how about that for a theory? One problem I think that they've been having, and that's why Hawaii does kind of keep nice weather, is the fact that the winds maybe are less predictable here. So they might spray somewhere and then it intends to drift in a direction, but it goes off course and it's just over the ocean or something. You know what I mean? So that's a theory I've come up with, I guess. I might not have been the first, but I've told other people that theory. I mean, the reason they want Hawaii so bad is probably because Hawaii got a lot of fucking shit going on over here. And most of us people who live here have no clue. I'm sure a lot of people don't even realize that there are miles and miles of tunnels under the mountains that the military has access to, where they keep all the NSA agents that listen. Shh, oh fuck, they're probably gonna hear me. I should have turned my phone off or put it in a fucking yonder bag. Yeah, the government is listening. But yeah, Hawaii's got to have something. And it could even be like on a spiritual plane, because Hawaii is like a pico or a center of like the world in that sense. And they want it. In the same way that the United States government went into Baghdad to get that Stargate, they want to fucking keep a fucking tight grip on Hawaii, because Hawaii is the portal. You know what I'm saying? The Dalai Lama himself had said that when souls or spirits reincarnate into this plane, they do it through a portal on the island of Kauai. You know what I'm saying? I think that's been like a theme somewhere else too. Could all be bullshit, but could not be. Hold on one second. I see a pop-up on my computer and I do not want it to fucking go out. I'm back. That would, if I lost all that audio, all that clean first 10 minutes without swearing, maybe I'll beep them. That's what I'll do. That's been an ongoing joke, I guess, on Everyone Knows Your High, is the beeping versus the non-beeping of people's last names or whatever the case may be. People who want to stay anonymous, who get their names put out on the podcast, but I'll just beep them. Do a little editing. Just sharpen up my editing chops, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, cool. Cool, 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 cool. I did also theorize that, I mean, I thought of this theory, but then I heard other people saying like, yeah, no shit. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, damn it. But my thought was that Hawaii is actually the peaks of mountains of the continent that was known as Lemuria or Mu. I don't know, like, I think the two names are interchangeable, really. But this giant continent in the middle of the Pacific that, you know, was a contemporary to Atlantis. And during those massive floods, everything got wiped out. All this shit, sea levels rose, allegedly. And all that was left was, like, the tips of the mountains. And as the waters rose, people fleed to higher ground and ended up on these islands, you know what I'm saying? But we're actually the old peaks, and over time just settled onto these islands, and at some point were able to reestablish themselves as seafaring people. I mean, they probably were at a high level of technology prior to this flood, and after this catastrophe, you know, they were pretty much reduced back to the level of what we think of these Polynesians and these navigators who sailed across the Pacific. And we were taught that, you know, they used the stars to navigate across the Pacific and discovered the Hawaiian Islands. But that kind of doesn't really add up for me, because how can you like follow the star? Like, you're just searching in like, how can you find Hawaii from like, I don't know, Tahiti and that area, you know, and randomly find Hawaii? That's so lucky. They must have lost so many parties that have went out or like decided, yeah, we can't make it and turn back, you know what I mean, or something like that. So my theory is that they weren't following the stars and found Hawaii. They were following the stars to try and like get to, they knew it was there already because high level of technology. They were obviously very like, they studied the stars, so they knew about that shit. So they would know what stars were over what peaks of mountains previously. And now they're separated by this vast ocean, but they could still see those stars. So using those stars that they already knew were over these other peaks of mountains, they set out to try and find other survivors, potentially, of this catastrophe. And this could have been hundreds of years difference. You know, this is like generations later, but the knowledge has been passed down because that's what ancient people did, was pass down wisdom and knowledge. So these next generations go, let's see if any of our other people are out there, and they follow the stars and they make it to Hawaii because, you know, they knew where the peaks were. And there's other islands, you know, all these different islands, Easter Island, Sandwich Islands, all these things with these names now were just mountains before. And they found there, and when they got there, there were people here. And there are actual stories of that, that when the Tahitians or the Polynesians came here and found there was another race or type of people here called the Mu. And I think they were smaller. And like to the Mu, the Hawaiians were like giants. But maybe they just called them that because that's what they referred to this homeland that prior to the catastrophe was. So, oh, that's kind of my theory. I've thought of that, but it's based on some spirit science shit. It's based on some, you know, writings and teachings that were apparently, what's the word? Like, there was a medium who passed the word down through these ancient beings, these ascended masters, and could be all bullshit, but could be true. I mean, there's all these new theories that are coming out that kind of lend to this worldwide catastrophe, which could have wiped out highly advanced civilizations that predated what we consider advanced civilizations, like the, you know, the Sumerians, the Egyptians, like all these ancient peoples. Yeah, who knows? But I don't even know why I brought that up. That's that we talking. I wonder if there's any like medicinal benefit to vaping or like breathing in the vapor of frankincense. That'd be interesting. I don't want to ruin my vape with it, so I'm not going to try it. But if anybody's out there who's tried it, leave a, tell me how it was in the comments below. Holy shit. It is smoky in here. All right, I think I'm going to wrap it up. That's pretty much everything I wanted to. Oh, I know why I brought it up, because it's freaking chemtrails in Hawaii skies. That's it. All right. But yeah, that's it, I guess. I will leave you all with that. Thank you for watching. If you made it this far, I really appreciate you. You guys the most. I mean, you guys watched the whole thing. And that means the most. Thank you. Shout out to the sponsors of the podcast. You heard about him in the beginning. I'm going to tell you about him again because that's how much I fucking love him. The Grow Guru, my homeboy, Kalei, the other half, or the other one-fourth, I guess. Yeah, technically. But my co-host and partner on Everyone Knows You're High. Check him out, The Grow Guru Hawaii on Instagram and The Guru's Grow Supply. Online supplying for all your gardening needs, so check them out. And also, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, you know, one of my oldest longtime friends and sponsors, Bongi. He's been on a bunch of episodes, so check those out. And check out Pakalolo Seed Molokai on Instagram. You can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last, Retro Hawaii, my boy, aka Miko Ferrari, aka Jerry. Check them out for all the retro styles from Hawaii's awesome past, the 90s and the 80s and all that shit. So yeah, go check them out. Go support local. And yeah, see you guys next episode. And if you want to see what song I ended up picking for this, go give it a listen on one of those audio only podcast platforms. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you guys next time. Love you. Peace.
Even though it's breaking, when there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear maybe ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you smile. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.